The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty filed the lawsuit on behalf of Chilton farmer Adam Faust, who's a white man. The complaint points to three USDA programs that either waive an administrative fee or offer rate incentives to people of color, women, and other groups like veterans and beginning farmers. The lawsuit claims USDA can't base these programs on race or sex. Chris Marion is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute. She says the incentives aren't taking away funding from certain farmers.
They're literally about making it easier for people to get into farming who haven't inherited land or equipment.
She argues USDA has historically left out people of color and women, which created the need for more outreach and support to these groups. Hope Curran, Wisconsin Public Radio.